Hello, nerds. This is Jesse from Rock Sugar, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Keep it right here.
I know what you mean, Ferb. It does seem like more than 104 days.
Hello, and welcome to episode 77 of Palco, brought to you by the GeekCast Radio Network. I am your host, TF2 and Mike. Joining me, as always, Pecan Cormichael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Today is the 77th day of summer, and this means it is the day the GCRN finally gets back to our new cartoon review podcast for 2021. Are you ready to jump on the roller coaster of a ride that is the podcast organization without a cool acronym?
I already took my seatbelt off.
There you go. As of this recording, we have 27 days left of this podcast.
Ooh.
And tonight's going to be a really short show. Yeah, I did say short show and not shit show. Okay. I want to make
Dinklage
sure.
Peter Dinklage is offended.
Yes. Isn't he dead?
Call me elf one more time. Peter Dinklage? No.
Yeah. I thought he was dead.
Oh, my God, no. I just saw a promo for the next thing he's in.
I don't know. You bring up a lot of what I've noticed, sadly, in recording the third season of this podcast. Although we do like a lot of the same things, we like very different stuff. Like you're all the way. Like I think it was episode 76 or 75 where you're just like, oh no, it was 75 because 75 has the best episode of season 3, which is Delivery of Destiny. And you're like, I just can't go on this journey with you. And I'm like, you asshole.
Well, it was either Peter Dinklage or my mind immediately went to, who are you calling so short that you can only see them with a microscope? But that's Full Metal Alchemist, and you wouldn't catch that either.
No, probably not. No.
It is funny,
okay.
Though. I don't
He's
do it justice.
51 years old. There you go.
What? I am not.
No. Jeez. He is 50. Open your ears.
Oh, and Peter Dinklage?
And Karen wonders why I have to shout half the time when I... She says that our recordings, I am the loudest in talking half the time. Because I'm like, I'm talking to an old man over here. I have to, like, shout. Yes, Peter Dinklage is 51 years old. Peter Dinklage is. He is still alive.
Well, he's alive. Nope. Well,
I don't want to spread...
Googled that instead of, like, focusing on the conversation. It's like, I think...
Well, yeah. We haven't started yet, so, you know. Yeah, wink, wink, hint, hint. I'll give you a wink, wink, and a hint, hint.
Has it come to this? Just standing out in the yard staring at your brothers? Waiting? They're gonna do something bustable, I know it. It's Jeremy. I know who it is.
Hey, want to come over today?
Yeah, just checking out the situation around here. Phineas, do you know what you're going to do today?
No.
No jetpacks, no volleyball, no where's Perry?
Nope, nothing yet.
Yeah, I think I'm free. I'll be right over.
Cool, see you in a bit. Hey, Ferb, I know what we're going to do today. Let's build jetpacks, and play volleyball.
Oh!
All right, first up, sleepwalk surprise. Candace's plans to hang out with Jeremy are derailed after he becomes interested in playing Phineas and Ferb's newest game, Jetpack Volleyball. Doesn't everybody want to play Jetpack Volleyball?
I do.
I do too, although I probably shouldn't. Meanwhile, when Dr. Doofenshmirtz discovers he invents innators, in quotes, in his sleep, he decides to go back into his dreams to find out what is happening.
It's a terrible idea.
I'm glad the little devil Doofenshmirtz wasn't red. He's more of a demon than a devil, but I'm glad he wasn't red.
I honestly thought he was more of a gremlin.
Okay. Don't get him wet. Don't feed him after midnight.
That's right. He's so
that's
homely.
Right.
He's a homely little gremlin.
Yeah. Homely little Mogwai.
Mogwais are cute. They're adorable.
Ugh. Until you get them wet.
Yeah, and then it's always start with ooh and ah. Then there's the running and the screaming.
Yes, the screaming for our lives.
Onward, Dr. Malcolm.
Yes. So, I remember in Delivery of Destiny you complained, because, you know, that's what you did in that episode.
That's what I normally do. Yeah.
Yes. These aren't songs, and I'm like, they're 8 songs in this episode. You're like, they're not songs, they're jingles. And I'm like, fine, they're jingles. This Barely episode jingles. Only, well, you know what? This episode only has 2 songs.
It's Jetpack Volleyball.
Jetpack Volleyball, and I'm unconsciously creating truly evil innators.
That's a song?
That's what it says in the all-encompassing Phineas and Ferb wiki.
Well, okay. How far did they stretch here? Because I don't remember there being a second song, but you know, I could be wrong.
It's when he's running around talking about creating innators. It's a Doofenshmirtz song. It's never long, because let's face it. I mean, Heinz Doofenshmirtz is a character. You know, unless he's trying to, you know, get, you know, the high note above C or whatever that is. I don't know. But anyway, that's what they list.
What
did you like about this one?
There's a few instances that made me giggle. Can't stop, won't stop. Candace is trying to learn how to keep her mouth shut. And she says, no jetpacks, no volleyball, no where's Perry? And then immediately all these things happen.
Of course.
It made me giggle. Okay. But now that she's, you know, she's trying to get involved with what's going on so that she can bust her brothers, then Jeremy gets involved. And she doesn't want to bust Jeremy.
Right.
So she really wants to spend time with her mom all of a sudden. And I'm not sure why she wouldn't just throw Jeremy under the bus. Yeah, it's not like he's going to get in any real trouble. He's under 18. He's not going to jail.
Yeah, true, but Phineas and Ferb are under 18, and they should go to jail for half the stuff they've done. I mean,
they'll
come
be
on.
Tried as adults.
They were on the board of selectmen. They can just pay the politicians off. They can put a judge in their pocket. It's all right. I mean, you know.
I'm prepared to look the other way if you build me this machine that does X, Y, and Z.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to get a little old school here. You might not recognize what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
Are you familiar with color forms?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. I loved color forms when I was little, okay? There's a scene in Doof's lair, when he discovers that he's sleep building, right? Mm-hmm. And they zoom out for a second, and they show his whole lab.
Right.
And it's got Doof and Perry, and they're kind of small because the screen is like encompasses the whole lab.
Right.
And I suddenly wanted a Doofenshmirtz's lab color form set. You know, it's like it's got little plastic stickers that you put on the background.
Yep.
And you can move them around to tell different stories.
Yeah.
Loved those. I'm really surprised they don't still have. Well, I mean, honestly, you could probably just put them on the web now. I mean, you know,
true.
That would be easy to make in HTML. But I loved those when I was little.
Yeah.
I used to mix and match and move my guys around between the
buttons. Yeah. That kind of reminds me of Hawaiian Vacation. Look, Ferb, A primes, and they put the little things in the water, and these things just grow. And somehow Doofenshmirtz's innator hits the people or something, and it turns the people into A primes.
Yeah,
or whatever. You know, again, it's one of those olden things, and I say olden things being 41 at this point, where it's like one of those things from the late 70s, early throughout. That's it.
Sea Monkeys. Yeah. And if you you know, if you got the right comic book, you know, there'd be a little ad for Sea Monkeys in it and you can mail in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's not mint anymore, but you know, you can certainly do that.
I mean, I highly doubt any comic book shop is even though comic book shops are in desperate, dire need these days, I highly doubt any of them are gonna shell out big money for that comic.
Oh, no. Not when you have the ad cut out. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope you really enjoyed your brine shrimp, because you ruined that comic. Norm's in this one.
Yes, briefly.
Briefly. Yeah. Well, no, he actually he has a couple of good scenes. He likes to hug.
Oh, yes, he likes to hug.
Yeah. I've never been hugged through a wall.
I don't think I want to be hugged through a wall.
No. I'm willing to give it a shot.
I don't want a giant robot destroying my wall just to hug me. Screw that.
Oh, no, I was thinking more like Brienne of Tarth.
Okay.
Like, hello, Gwendolyn Christie. Right through the wall.
Sounds even worse, but
she'd be,
okay.
You know, because she'd be that excited to see me.
Uh-huh.
Moving right along. you walked right into that one. Right through the wall.
Yes.
Big hug. Hugs, cupcakes, and confetti.
Mm-hmm.
I think Doofenshmirtz subconsciously wants a birthday party.
Well, I mean, no one ever showed up to his birthday parties. Not even his parents. So, you know.
That's rough.
If he would just, like, do the confetti first and then make the cupcake, it would be fine because the confetti would all already be on the ground. You know what I mean? Like, no one wants to eat a confetti-covered chocolate cupcake, no matter how evil the chocolate flavor is. Oh, wait, it's not evil.
It's not evil. No.
It's not evil.
Chocolate is the least evil flavor. It's delicious.
Exactly.
But I would counter that, right? So every time you go to a birthday party, it could be the most delicious chocolate cake ever, but it's going to have a bunch of candles on it, and you're going to sing happy birthday, and what are they going to do? They're going to go all over it. And it's like, you know, I would rather have confetti in my cake than birthday slobber.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so, you know, you sprayed it. You could have just blew out the candles, but you can't because apparently blowing starts with a P, and you know, and now there's spit all over the cake that I have to eat, that I now feel obligated to eat.
Yeah. Happy no. What do you mean happy? That was 3 weeks ago. You're a little late, don't you think?
Don't be happy birthday then.
And the funny thing, oh, fine. Happy unbirthday to you, too.
happy birthday for next year.
No, that doesn't count yet.
48 weeks from now.
Good Lord, don't even go there. You know what's funny, though, is that we, it was maybe, we're recording this February 25th, 2021, but it was probably somewhere after Valentine's Day that I went into the grocery store and I'm like, oh, we didn't actually do, like, we didn't do a cake or anything. We didn't really do much this year for my birthday. Whatever. I don't care. I don't even know if we went out to eat. I don't even remember what the hell we did. But the point is that, yeah, at some point I'm like, ooh, it would be kind of nice to have cake for my birthday month, birthday week, whatever you want to say. I don't know. You know, whatever.
Belated like, cake, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, cake is always good, whether it's your birthday or not, but it's better on your birthday.
It is the least evil flavor.
You know, birthday, yeah, exactly. Birthday adjacent or something.
Yeah, sure.
And so I go into the store, and I'm not... It's just me and Karen and the cat. The cat can't have cake, because usually I end up... That's the problem. Usually I end up getting chocolate cake, so the cat can't have cake. no cake for the cat. And I'm just looking through the pastry bakery aisle in the Kroger grocery. They call them Fred Meyers out here because Kroger Corporation bought Fred Meyers. Sidetrack.
Sure.
You know, and I'm like, I don't want a big sheet cake. I don't want all of that. It's like triple mousse cake or something. I'm like, okay, ooh, cool. That looks great.
Yeah.
And it took me like, I don't know, 4 days after I bought it to actually have a slice of it.
Oh my gosh. You didn't go home, like, and immediately put your face in it?
No.
That's what I do.
No. That's how lame my birthday has become to this point where I just don't even care. Like, I'll buy the cake. I even told Karen. I said to Karen, I says, you know what? I think I'm just going to let this be in the refrigerator. At some point, I'll put it in the freezer. It'll be frozen birthday cake for the next 40 years of my life. And when I'm 81, I'll just have it. She's like, no, that's not. you know, kind of like, you know, frozen wedding cake. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it's like
every year we'll thaw it out. We'll have another bite. And when we're 81, exactly. We'll succumb to food poisoning.
Yeah. It'll have expired before then. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday cake. Damn it, Doofenshmirtz.
Good times. That's right. So he makes the whole city a birthday cake with confetti on it so he can't eat it. Honestly, if you just kind of like dig a little bit
and yeah,
get exactly. down into the second layer, there's no confetti there. You know?
Exactly.
I don't know. Like German chocolate cake, the best part is the frosting.
Oh, absolutely.
Love German chocolate frosting.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway. Doofenshmirtz Evil
Incorporated. You really think I need aluminum siding? Oh, oops, gotta go, I gotta guess. Well, Perry the Platypus. Oh, hey, nice landing pose. See, that would kill my knees. Ha ha, trapped! Let's talk about what you've been up to, Perry the Platypus. You've been sneaking into my lair secretly and building Anathors in the middle of the night. Don't act all so innocent. Every morning when I wake up, there's a new Anathor. Look, see, three of them. Really? You didn't do it? If it wasn't you, then who was it? I mean, you and I are the only ones who were ever here, which is sad in and of itself. But I'm not building them in my sleep. Wait, that's it! I'm sleep inventing! That's fabulous! I'm unconsciously creating complicated and truly evil innators. Look at you, so evil. I wonder what you do. Let's see. Wait, how is confetti evil? I mean, it makes a mess, sure, but is it really evil? All right, let's try this one. A big cupcake? Or maybe it tastes evil, yes. Yes, chocolate! The most evil flavor in... Who am I kidding? This is delicious. Let's see what this one does. Oh, no!
Does someone need their spelling check?
No, I just wanted to do this!
How about a hug?
Hugginator?
Unable to resist hugging impulse. No.
Candace busts herself.
Yes, she does.
That's funny. I'd like to see what all three innators do together.
You like, did.
No. They all combine into one big one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But here's the weird part. When they all fell off the building one at a time, they only shot one thing.
Oh.
It's not like the whole town turned into a cake. It was just the one thing that turned into a cake.
I think the point is, though, if they were all together, you would have the birthday cake confetti tri-state area hugging itself. I think that's the point. Like instead of shooting out into the tri-state area, yeah. If he shot Norm with the entirety of the innator, Norm would want to hug him, Norm would give him cake, and Norm would have confetti coming out of his ears or something. I don't know.
Wow. All right. That doesn't sound inherently evil, but okay, sure.
That's what I'm saying. It's not. Like, whether they're put together or they're not put together, these innators are not evil.
This reminded me a lot of those G.I. Joe episodes where, you know, you had like three parts of a Cobra innator. I think it was the weather machine. The weather dominator.
Yep.
And, you needed all three parts to dominate the weather.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there. No. So, what would you rate this one?
I would rate this one probably a 4? Because... Yes, question mark, because the thing of it is I very much enjoyed it. I loved Candace's whole kind of wanting to bust herself instead of bust. I mean, she does want to bust them, obviously. She always does, but it's one of those things where she figures out, oh, if I bust myself, my brothers get busted too. That's not how it works, Candace. I don't know how it works, but that ain't how it works. But I say 4, question mark, because... Did you notice what the hell was going on in Doof's dream? That was awesome.
There was a Guzman in there. There was a floating baby head.
Yep, there was a floating baby head.
I think there was a balloony.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was wearing a Perry the Platypus tail himself. And then there's the Gremlin Doof.
The Gremlin Doof.
I don't know. I don't know. What do you want to, you know, paint him brown, call him chocolate. It's a devil dog doof. I don't know. I don't know what to call the thing. But yeah, 4. What about you?
I would give this one a 3 for plenty of Norm hugs.
I love Norm, but I do not need Norm hugs.
I think I'd like a Norm hug, but he's actually made of metal, so it might be uncomfortable.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can reinforce his arms with pillows. That would be nice.
Yeah, you could, but...
Radiant warmth pillows, you know? So it'd be like a nice, warm, cozy hug.
You'd have to rebuild Norm for that. Norm ain't built for that kind of technology.
I don't think the hamster in his chest could run fast enough to power the warm arm or pillows.
No. Yeah. Call back. You'd have to replace the hamsters with goats. And they'd have to be registered goats. Being goat registration.
Goat registration. Exactly.
It was last episode. I love the Duke and Barry and Perry. Oh, just for the Gimmelstump stuff, honestly. So good.
Thanks.
Good morning, sunshine. What's your plan for the day? Besides, of course, padding up my cell phone bill.
I got nothing.
Every day I wear myself out trying to bust the boys, and it always blows up in my face. I'm gonna take a day off from exploding face. Today is for me time.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Wow, I don't remember seeing this before.
Cool, isn't it? I was inspired to put it out of storage after my, well, my close encounter.
Close encounter?
Oh, yes. You've heard about the Danville crop circles, I suppose.
They've been appearing in fields all over Danville. Some people think they're made by spaceships.
I don't believe in spaceships.
But, Buford, you've been in a spaceship. Several, actually.
I'm a skeptic.
All right, we're going to move on. And I did not remember this one. And, like, you know, you've said to me on and off air about how you don't remember a lot of the season 4 stuff because you may or may not have watched it at the time when it was originally airing. Mm-hmm. Sci-fi pie fly, all as I can think of is something to do with pie and Baljeet, you know, up still up there on the fan, laying in the tauntaun fly, right. You know.
I did what I had to survive.
Like, that's all I can think of when I see that name. So anyway, the description is as follows. Phineas and Ferb create their own flying saucer to help solve the mystery of a recent rash of crop circles. Meanwhile, Candace tries to give up her tattling habit by taking a me day. And across town, Dr. Doofenshmirtz challenges the local pizzeria's 37 minutes or it's free rule by using his dough blowinator to generate a powerful current of air to hold the pizza dough aloft indefinitely.
And I would have gotten away with it, too.
For you pesky platypuses.
That's pesky platypuses. I don't think the platypus did anything.
No, they don't do much. I mean, come on. How you not know this already by now? We're at 77 episodes. You know the Perry doesn't do much?
He doesn't do much. He's just a platypus.
Mm-hmm.
there were no cheeseburgers in this episode.
Nope.
But Guy Fieri was in this episode.
Was he?
Yeah, Guy Fieri was the pizza guy.
Was he really?
According to the wiki.
Oh, boy.
Oh. We love the Food Network. And so I've seen more than my fair share of Guy Fieri eating cheeseburgers. Because that's like all he does. Yeah. But yeah, here he's doing this horrible Italian accent.
Yeah.
So yeah, I almost didn't recognize him until the very end.
Huh. Interesting.
There you are. Looking it up.
No. I scrolled down. I didn't have to look anything up. I already had the page open.
Okay.
Huh. finally, Rob Paulsen gets an actual credit. I mean, he's gotten credit before, but it's mostly just has been additional voices. But the romantic man from the TV.
What?
Romantic. Oh, I know what it. Yeah. It's when Candace is flipping through the channels. One of the things she's watching is a soap opera. And apparently the romantic man was voiced by Rob Paulsen.
You truly are the most remarkable woman I've ever met in my life.
Candace.
And you are every woman's dream.
Jeremy.
I love you.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to go live to our correspondent, Gordon Guts of an Emu.
Was that a speaking role?
I would assume so.
I don't remember. Rob Paulsen has that voice, you know, where you hear it and you're like, oh yeah, that's Rob Paulsen.
Uh-huh.
I didn't catch that here.
Hmm.
Oh well. I don't even remember there being a TV. What is...
Yeah, what? It's the A plot with Candace because she's taking a me day and she's flipping
she's the channels the
and
TV.
And she's in her bathrobe and she's got her slippers on and all that. Yeah, it's the A plot.
Taking the me day.
Yeah, right. Taking a me day.
Huh. All right then. I'm sorry I didn't recognize that. I might have to go back and just like, you know, power scroll through it real fast and see if I can find it. Yeah. Not while we're recording. But
no,
maybe afterwards.
I will find it and point it out to you because I have, as of the recording, I have yet to grab the audio for the episode. Normally, I do that beforehand, but I haven't done. Actually, haven't done it for last episode either because I haven't even put the last episode out yet. Anyway,
All right. The
songs again. Two songs in this one: non-reaction song, which is Candace, and then the monogram rap "This Old Man" song. Oh, poor Major.
That was not a rap. That was a horrible, awful rhyme. Was there music involved, or was it just him?
It was the puppet show.
I know what you're talking about, the puppet show, but I don't remember there being music involved. It was just him going, "This is awful. I wish I were dead. Get me out of this box."
Yeah. Yes, but before that,
yeah.
Agent P over here, let us get this thing in gear. Like they call it raps.
Did you?
No, right. I have the page pulled up. Memorize it. Oh please. I can't remember what I said 5 minutes ago, let alone 5 hours ago. Memorize it. No.
Agent P over here, let us get this thing in gear. There's a big old lump of trouble in town. Awful things are going down. Please go stop, Doofenshmirtz. I know this puppet show's the worst, but I never said that I could write a song. Oh, could you just leave? This is really embarrassing.
I mean, they call it a rap song, Rap This Old Man, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not really it's not two guys in the park talking about squirrels in their pants or anything. But, you know, it's there. So the other part of this episode is the Phineas and Ferb part.
Hold on. Before you get too far ahead, I want to comment on that.
Okay.
I didn't like the Major Monogram Puppet Hour. Didn't like it. I kind of dug the box. I thought, wow, that's really vintage-y. Things like ancient. They don't make them like that anymore. But Perry shouldn't be hanging out in broad daylight with his fedora. You know, it's like, nobody notices the Agent P over there in front of the puppet show in the corner. Place can't be that big.
Apparently it is.
Oh.
Oh, no. There's a lot of stuff in this universe that can't be that big, and yet here we are.
Deuce bathroom.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's an HGTV bathroom, so.
That's right. The Flynn Fletcher Antique Shop. Is that new?
No, it's been there.
I feel like it's the first time I've seen that much of it.
Probably, but it has been there.
Much bigger than you think, though.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I didn't see anything that I'd buy.
No.
They didn't have a vintage 80s toy aisle.
No.
I would have bought them. Stuff from there, then, maybe. Possibly.
Yes, maybe, possibly. Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, you know, I like 80s toys.
We all do. They're making a comeback, apparently.
Yeah, He-Man has got two new shows. Who'd have thunk?
Well, we've known about that for a while, but now Transformers has two or three new shows, too.
So, they're not good, though. I mean, honestly, if the He-Man stuff comes out and it's as bad as the Transformers stuff, I'm just going to give up. I'm going to hang up my geek card.
Well, the He-Man stuff has one of them has Kevin Smith attached to it.
Yeah.
The other one, I'm not sure. And the Transformers stuff, one of them has the Rise of the TMNT people attached to it. And somebody said, oh, great, yay, can't wait to see CalArts Transformers. And I'm like, I just can't wait to see Kingdom in July.
I'm excited for Kingdom, although every time I get my hopes up, it ends up being another Netflix Transformer series. You know, they're not very good.
They're not bad.
Nice way to put it. Oh, bad. No, they're bad. they're bad.
I'm glad you're telling me this now.
Did you watch them? I mean, you watched them.
We're covering them. My God. Yeah. Because as I've told you off air, I have a master plan over on all things Transformers. I'm going to bring you in for Kingdom. You and Steve. And then at some point, probably most likely September of this year, we're going to watch all three of them together as one whole giant 18 episode season.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
Hey, yeah, it's better than 104 days spread out over 4 years.
I guess. I don't know. It's like, you know, imagine if Phineas and Ferb were like the Transformers. You know, it'd be like, hey, I know what we're going to do today. Let's sit here and talk about it very slowly for about 20 minutes. And then at the very end of the show, we'll have a cliffhanger that talks about what we did, even though we didn't do it in front of you. Yes, we shall do that. We shall talk very slowly.
Well, that's just prime.
That's
what a great sci-fi pie fly.
We didn't even talk about crop circles. That was like half the episode.
Crop circles.
Crop circles.
They were just looking for their key to their spaceship or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
And where the hell is Meep anyway? Shouldn't Meep be in this?
One would think. Maybe they're friends. Vaguely Phineas and Ferb-looking aliens.
Yeah, that's my point.
Okay, what have I got here? Foiled again by switching from suck to blow. This happens a lot. He did fail pretty spectacularly, though.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
He sucked everybody up.
He just... Everything just sucks it up.
Like, I'm seriously surprised this pizza suckinator didn't suck up the entire tri-state area and just have it living in his arm. Oh, no, because remember, was it last season or was it earlier? It was last season. It was in season two where he has the party in his pants and it's all this stuff that's just in Doofenshmirtz's pants. Same thing here. He's got this blow suckinator pizza thing in his arms. And it's sucking everything into his sleeves, and it's like, okay.
Exactly.
Now you have a matching piece of clothing. Great.
He's got like a singularity or something in his shirt. It's just... That's the exact sound it made.
Somebody please go get Grant Gustin and help us save this universe.
At the very end, I almost recognized Guy Fieri's voice when he turned off the Italian accent.
So, yeah, I wasn't thinking of it, because I was listening to the Italian accent the whole time, and then at the very end, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That failure was spectacular, even for me.
You must be a lot of fun at the parties.
But seriously, don't order my pizzas again, okay?
All right, deal. Curse you, Perry the Platypus!
But seriously, don't order my pizzas again, okay? It's like, don't order my pizzas. in the end, oh, Candace goes to eat the pizza and explodes.
So that's what it meant.
That's what they meant by exploding pizza. That might have been the best part of the entire episode, to be honest.
Well, again, it goes back to the whole, you know, metaphor and simile and whatever and analogy and all this and all that, where she wants a me day and she doesn't want the busting to blow up in her face. Yeah. And it doesn't.
It blows up in her face. Oh, that's right. I didn't put that together. That's hilarious. All right. It might have went up half a point now.
You went to college, right?
I did. I didn't master's in storytelling, though.
You should be smarter than me when it comes to these things.
Yeah. Ignore the MBA on my wall. It means nothing.
Maybe we should just switch it to a MAB, Michael Allen Blanchard degree.
The Innator never disappears.
Nope, it doesn't. Because it falls off the building. Or was that the... Yeah, wait. What Innator? Shit. Oh, God.
Oh, no, brain fart. It's the spaceship. Was it the spaceship?
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, I was thinking Innator. No, it's a...
I'm like, spaceship. Wait a minute. At the end, she's like, oh, it's still there. Not
disappearing. So Candace doesn't do what she's supposed to, and the invention doesn't do what it's supposed to. Everything's all messed up.
Yeah, but yeah, because the pizza suckinator was the innator over on Doof's side. And and then the ship, it has no effect on the ship, because what's it going to do? Blow it away or suck it into his arm? Like, I mean, come on. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Wow. So what would you rank this one?
I'll give it a 3.5. Okay. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed how much of a non-focus it was on the whole crop circle thing. I'm just not an alien guy. The closest I get to aliens is Her Alien Heart, sung by Ritz O'Brien as Lawrence Fletcher. Like, seriously.
Her Alien Heart.
Like, yeah. I'm not into the whole... I mean, Muppets in Space, maybe, and that's a bad Muppet movie, but it's one of those things where every time, like, Halloween or horror stuff pops up, or every time that... And it's not just this cartoon, it's anything. But anytime that stuff pops up, anytime this conspiracy, like, I watched the first, I think, 2 seasons of The X-Files, and I'm like, whatever. I don't care.
Really? Oh, yeah, love The X-Files. Yeah.
What are you going to give it?
I'd give this one a 3.5.
All right.
It was fun. And the song was, you know, commercial bumper worthy, yes. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Say that 5 times fast. Don't.
Exactly. I can't. No. I mean, bleh. I didn't explicitly hate any of it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, but I really liked the song. It spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
Resist the urge to move. No, it's okay. Don't get up. Stay on the couch.
Exactly.
And I'm like, this song gets me.
Yep. Hey, that's what we were for 2020. No, just stay on the couch. Don't leave your house. You don't need milk, bread, or toilet paper. It's all gone anyway.
Just stay on the couch.
Just stay on the couch.
It was a good year if you liked sitting on the couch, you know, without anybody pestering you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to deal with people. Just gonna... stay on the couch.
Absolutely. All right. That's it for this one, folks.
It's a short one.
Very, very short. That's what happens when you only do 2 individual cartoons versus 4 individual cartoons in an episode. You get a short podcast. Hey, it's the short cast. Anyway.
Short bus cast. Wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Candace, did you see the news? That is your brother's, right?
Yes, but I'm not busting them.
Hello? The ultimate bust just falls in your lap and you're not gonna jump at the chance? What's up with that?
Listen, Stacy, me day. No bust, no blow up in face. Face!
Well, now that you've put it crazy...
Back to my stories. Take in a me day.
Gotta keep myself together, no I'm not even moving. If I just...
to nothing and my attitude's improving. Something to the
non-reaction.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Vane, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
DeCian, the superhero webcomic. DeCian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at DeCian.com. DASIEN.com.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news,
play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or GeekCastRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Andrea Lidamendi, clinical psychologist.
And I'm Brian Ward, nerd. And we want to invite you to listen to our new podcast, The Arkham Sessions.
It's a podcast dedicated to the fun
and geeky
analysis of Batman the Animated Series, episode by episode.
We pay tribute to the writers and the stories of the animated series,
while also exploring the very real psychology behind Gotham's rogues.
And maybe even its heroes. All of this and more
each week
on the Arkham Sessions
at underthemaskonline.com.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk.
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing. Car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
No! Just strap on a jetpack and swing up a net jack on the servant to you, so get ready to set back. Black smack, thunder crack, trying to hit that ball back. Chicken bump and satisfy it, that's the way I really like it. Plenty of fools, so you ain't gonna fall. We're playing jet.
For joining us here on Palco. There's always get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. Visit the website geekcastradio.com. Send us an email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays: Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and of course the home where our files exist, Spreaker. You can also use any other podcatching client you choose, but I prefer you use one of these. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this if you are a iTunes user. Follow us on Twitter. I am at TF2andMike. You can also follow at GeekCast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter?
PeconCTMichael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palco and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on the second of the planned trilogy. The third chapter actually never happened. We're going to be talking about Phineas and Ferb as they are meepless in Seattle. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
Michael Wilson.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
But wait, there's more.
Stay on the couch.
Don't leave your house. Wear a mask.
Hey, you're not one of those anti-maskers, are you?
No, I'm not, but they might be. I don't know who listens to this podcast. What the hell are you talking about?
Wear your mask, people.
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not.
Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
There's not really any more. That's about it.